Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You swore people were going to agree with you.
I did swear that people were going to agree with me, and I'm so disappointed. 869-1093. Let's go to the power lines. You agree with me or no?
I don't think you should tip on to-go orders. It's like going to McDonald's. You don't tip when you go to McDonald's. You don't tip when you would take a to-go order.
I don't know about the comparison to McDonald's, but look, I agree. I feel like you shouldn't have to tip, and especially not that 20%. I might throw you a dollar or two. Hey, thank you for your time. I'm not doing the whole 20%. I don't think I'm being cheap. I think I'm being logical, right?
Exactly. When you go to McDonald's or someplace like that, do you tip the drive-thru people?
No, it's McDonald's and they're not on a waiter's salary.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
No, it's not, because McDonald's employees don't make $2 or some change an hour.
But they still have to bag up your food and stuff too. That's the same concept.
That's part of their job. No.
And it's part of their job when you get a to-go order from like Olive Garden or someplace like that.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Clearly, she has no appreciation for the skill set that it requires for people to prepare your to-go order. I do. Hello, good morning. Power 93.5. What do you think about this?
I agree with Carla. You're not eating in, so, a couple dollars is fine for them.
I'm not taking up a table.
I mean, and then, like the old dude said, like, I'm sitting there and I ain't got no cheese on my hash brown, so I'm sitting there waiting for them, because I take my order before I go.
Right.
Denny's and stuff. I gotta wait for them to put cold cheese on my hash brown.
Yep.
Like, and then that's when they don't get no dollar.
Oh.
Like, and they ain't even bagging it up. Some of them don't even bag your stuff up. They just standing at the register taking your money. And they have a little tip jar right there in the front. But hey, no tip for that if I gotta wait for cheese on my hash brown.
This sounds like a personal problem she's been having.
If I don't get everything right that's in the bag after I check through my bag before I get all the way home, then you can get a couple dollars in there.
All right. 100%.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you for calling.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
What is going on here? What is happening?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.